This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good Saturday morning to you. It's Chris Miles here with you on 106.7 The Fan. And if you've ever been in a situation in which you need to make a choice, at the time you think of all of your options and you go with it, sometimes you got to make a split-second decision. Like a quarterback who sees the blitz coming. And he's like, all right, I'm going for it all. Out route, go deep. Slant route, go in. Split decision. Then there's other times in which you almost have too much time to think about the decision you have to make. Like going to college and all these athletes that have to make the choice. Okay, I'm a five-star athlete. Duke, Kentucky, they got a guy at my position. How do I? Just so intrinsic, so deep, so hard of a decision to make. But the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins, I think we can say almost officially, have made the choice to change their name. It's not official, but it sure feels like it. The report that the timeline is within the next 2 weeks. And sometimes when you see a report, whether it's, oh, Nike, Dick's Sporting Goods, Amazon, they've all tapped out. Then Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, wants to convince the other guys to overthrow Daniel Snyder. It's like watching that show Billions. If you've never seen it, it feels like we're watching it play out here in Washington. And man, it's exciting. But these are all choices. And over the last 24 hours, I think the concept of the new name for the team has jumped to a new level. Because it was Warriors. People didn't seem to really be feeling that. I didn't talk to one person that was like, Redskins to Warriors sound like a great idea. And we had some crazy names last weekend, including the Washington Marion Berries. Not that. I'm saying real legitimate names. And one of them that seemed to be gaining traction before stepping onto the field, your Washington Warriors. Look, whenever you hear that name, the first franchise you're going to think about now, the Golden State Warriors. I mean, Steph Curry with the shot, KD, Slim Reaper. Like, that's their thing. Maybe before 2015, the Warriors had, like, some good teams in Golden State. And man, that thing's a brand now. The brand is silky smooth shooting and cool guys that will destroy you. Like, what you can't do to Warriors right now is not the time for that. Maybe in 10 years ago or ahead, you could try to go that route, but nah. Then the information started to leak. I think Adam Schefter had the report that the new name for the Washington football team would avoid Native American ties. Whoa. That eliminated Red Hawks. You know, you have the Chicago Blackhawks. You have the University of Miami of Ohio, the Red Hawks. And that seemed to be an option if you wanted to keep the Native American tie. And you know, Kudos to everyone that called in that said, hey, you want to keep the tradition and you want the Red Hawk sounds like a good way to go because you keep your song and you keep the HTTR. Hold on. I got to give credit where it's due because the name that seems to be close to becoming a reality. Saw my man JP Finley, props to him, and Fred Smoot, the craziest person you'll ever meet, by the way. If you ever find yourself in a room with Fred Smoot, just fall back. Babyface! That's how he talks, man. I tried to say what's up to the dude. First of all, I'm older than he is. And he's like, babyface, what's going on? I'm like, what? Is this how you talk to everyone? It's how he talks to everyone. He's not like Screamin' A. Smith. If you ever are in a room with Screamin' A. Smith, he's calm, subdued, chill. If you're ever in a room with Fred Smoot, what's up, babyface? What's going on today, smack? You're like, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. But to Smoot's credit, the man said, Red Wolves, I'm all about Red Wolves. Hey, he's crazy. And sometimes the craziest people, they have inside information before they run their mouths. I'm not saying that Fred Smoot had inside information and is leaking information, but I am saying that, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he knew something, man. You don't just say Red Wolves. Who comes up with Red Wolves? That's a great name. Man, he knew something, and he told those Redskins podcast people that Red Wolves is potentially going to be the name. So that's the first piece of smoke. And then the fire rained down. Oh, man. Okay, so Jonathan Allen on this thing, Twitch, I don't know, man. There's too many live streaming apps and Twitch. Come on, how am I going to keep up with this stuff? But he said that would be fire. Okay, so a hometown, homegrown, first-round pick out here saying that would be fire. Okay, that's some smoke. So it's like the heat is rising. You see it there and you're like, oh, so we have a former player telling us that that's going to be the name that they rocking with. Then you have a current first round pick. Like, oh, yeah, I agree. I concur with that assessment. Then you start to see, like, the smoke leaving the room, or if you're inside, the smoke detectors start going off. When your guy, Will Compton, I'm going to go to his direct quote just to make sure I get it right. I'd want to come back to Washington for one day and retire a Red Wolf. God in all caps. What a name. Shout out the Washington fans pushing for this to happen. Now, when he says pushing for this to happen, Jonathan Allen said that there's a petition supporting 3,500 signatures at the time to get that name. The Red Wolves are an endangered species native to southeastern U.S., as well as they support the Navy SEALs. You see where they're going. Okay, there's the military angle. There's the endangered species, so we're not offending humans. Now you've got a guy with a tremendous amount of history in D.C., a young first-round pick, a former player that's a mouthpiece saying it, and then here comes the Blaze, the quarterback, Dwayne Haskins. Yeah, I could rock with that. Boom, there goes the dynamite. It's a wrap. Once the quarterback got on social media and said, yeah, I can rock with that, you can't get a bigger endorsement. Red Wolves is what it's going to be, man. You kidding me? So you got the Redskins Talk podcast. You got a former player yelling, screaming from the rooftops, hey, this seems like a good idea. You got the petition, people signing for it. You got the history lesson out there. You have different formats. You have a podcast format. You have this Twitch thing. You have Twitter. Then you have an Instagram. What? It's about to be the Red Wolves. I'm convinced. So I had to see what team has the Red Wolves. For instance, the Red Hawks, which I thought might be a good idea. University of Miami of Ohio, that's been their thing. They changed their name from Redskins in 1997 to Red Hawks. Seemed fitting. Arkansas State has the Red Wolves. I'm not going to lie, the gear is tight. When I say the gear is tight, I almost bought a shirt. And then I realized I have enough shirts. Like, I don't need to get another shirt. But I almost got an Arkansas State. I've never been to the state of Arkansas. I'm not even sure it's not. It might, that entire state might be a hoax. Might not even be a real place. But they have good gear. That's just a fact of the matter. So the Arkansas State Red Wolves are not really on the map football-wise. Like, no. The best athlete from Arkansas State is Scottie Pippen, and obviously he played basketball. And he was not heralded, clearly. That's it. The Red Wolves. But I may get some gear today. I'm going to find some that doesn't say Arkansas State. Guess what I didn't get? I never really had Redskins gear. But Red Wolves? I'm not going to be a bandwagoner, but I'll get that. That seems fire. And my man Vic was telling me, yeah, man, we can get behind that. You have, like, wolves screaming. And sounds like, I'm like, okay, all right. It sounds collegiate, but you do have a point. You can get behind that. Just like with the Red Tails, which I thought could have been a good name if you're going to go away from the Native American theme. You can have the flyby. You can be very military. But again, the Red Wolves' military connection is it's a support squad for the Navy SEALs. Hello, Navy Yard, Navy SEALs. I get the connection. All right, so we're going to open up the phone lines when we come back. 1-800-636-1067. If you are down with the Red Wolves, give me a shout. And you know what? If you still not for it, let us know. 1-800-636-1067. I'm Chris Mom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
There does feel like there's this movement behind the Red Wolves. We're hearing from you for the next few minutes. There it is. Is that what it's going to sound like the next time you go? Well, I don't know if it's going to be FedEx Field. Maybe it'll be something else by then as well, with all the issues going on with the signage and the stadium. But it seems like the Washington Red Wolves is inevitably the next name for the football team here in D.C. Hit us up, 1-800-636-1067. So I went down the endorsements. Let's go over them again. The endorsements from Redskins players include Will Compton, who said, "I'd come back to Washington for one day and retire a Red Wolf." God, what a name. God in all caps, by the way, from Will Compton, free agent, saying, "Hey, I'd sign one day just to retire as a Red Wolf." Jonathan Allen, hometown hero. First round draft pick a few years ago on Twitch said, That would be fire. And then Dwayne Haskins, your quarterback, could be your first quarterback for the Washington Red Wolves, says, oh, yeah, I can rock with that. But how about you? How do you feel? Do you still want that Redskins name back? Do you want that old thing back? Were you looking forward to Red Tails or Warriors? What was some of the other names? Red Hawks? I think those were the three in the clubhouse that could possibly happen. Or something patriotic like the rest of the teams here, you know, like the Capitals and the Nationals, or you wanted to be the Washington Americans? Let's hear from you now. Let's go to my guy, Rob, in Gainesville. How's it going,
bro,
Rob?
I love the show.
Oh,
good,
thanks.
Man, I love the show, man. Hey, listen, I want to get away from Red. The most important name is Washington. It's Washington. And so our mojo has been torn up over the last 20 years. I'm a Redskins fan since 71. So I want to go with something even more bad, man, something like the Predators, something that's completely off the screen, man. Because, you know, we cannot stick to a tradition of red anymore. I mean, I love the colors, but let's go in a whole different direction.
Okay, Rob, appreciate you. You know what's really interesting about that? I went on this whole deal last week about the Nashville Predators, and I'm like, Chris Hansen. I can just see him showing up. You guys like this name, huh? Well, I think you should change it. I get what he's saying, though. You want to go with something a little more hardcore, something raw, and something different. Now, here's the thing about he makes a good point. Because the colors are what? Burgundy and gold. That's what you would describe the Redskins colors as. And if you go Redskins, like you think in Native American, so it makes sense. But burgundy and gold for the Red Wolves? I think a lot of people's mindset is keeping that color scheme. I've heard also some people say, look, rip the Band-Aid off, go with something new. I think that's what our guy Rob was just saying. And if you want to go with something new, I'm with it. I'm just personally not feeling Predators, man. I think with the Me Too movement with your man Jerry Epstein getting bagged, the whole Predators verbiage is something that I'd certainly want to stay away from. Red Wolves is the name that is the leader in the clubhouse right now. For those just tuning in, you've got several endorsements. I'm sorry, we're going to go to four endorsements. The first one came from Fred Smoot on the Redskins Talk podcast. My man was like, hey, Red Wolves is the name. And looking at him like, you don't know anything, but yes, he does. Apparently, he was on to something. Then Jonathan Allen put it out there on Twitch that there's this petition to get the name changed to Red Wolves and that it honors the Navy SEALs. And then there's Arkansas State. They are the Red Wolves. So it had a little movement to it. And then Will Compton saying, I'd want to come back to Washington for one day so I can retire as a Red Wolf. And then Dwayne Haskins saying he could rock with it. There's a lot of movement on Red Wolves. We'll continue to hear from you now. How about Will? Will, what do you have to say about the new name?
Hey, what's going on, Mal? Hey, so look, I'm not with the Red Wolves. I am for a total name change. I'm even talking about dropping Washington. I mean, I'm more of a D.C. Warriors guy where we can go back to the spears on the side of the helmet. The spear doesn't necessarily speak about the Native American culture, is more about warriors, period. And you're also honoring the military. I would drop the Washington, make it a D.C. Warriors, keep the color scheme. We can go back to the old, real burgundy and gold uniforms if everybody are traditionalists. So I'm more of a D.C. Warrior guy. But we could do the Washington Football Club for a couple of years, I think, until everybody can really come together and have equal say. They got to change it immediately. So you change it immediately to that. Keep your color scheme. Just put FC on the side of the helmet until you can figure it out.
All right. Appreciate you. Look, the Washington Football Club was a thing that people were running with a week ago. It seemed like, oh, it's the cool thing. That ain't happening. The NFL probably isn't going to approve that. You want to have a mascot name for broadcasters, for branding, for merchandising. Now I'm with the whole get rid of the Washington part and just go with DC. And we had people with wrong names only last week, and they went with DC through and through. DC traffic, DC swamp, DC corruption. It's not going to be any of those names, but it is interesting in a sense right now that the Washington Redskins are distinguishable in this market as far as their color scheme, as far as their look, as far as their brand. They are, despite 30 years of losing, the top-notch brand in the market. The Washington Nationals finally got that World Series. The Washington Capitals finally won a Stanley Cup a few years ago. The Washington Wizards, although they don't have that patriotic name, they do have the patriotic colors. So for the Redskins to switch it up and not be Washington, like you have the Washington Wizards, Nationals, Capitals, if you had the D.C. whatever team, I can get behind that too. There's clearly a branding situation with calling it Washington. It's something that works in the corporate world, and that's part of the reason why you see all of the professional teams going with Washington as opposed to DC in their names. We're going to take another caller now. Let's see, Justin in Southern Maryland. What do you have?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for the call. I'm not really rolling with the Red Wolves. I was actually kind of hoping it would be the Sentinels. I mean, I've got your first home game promotion. Give out free Falco jerseys to everybody.
Okay. You know, Sentinels sounds like a decent name. I don't think it's that attractive. I think it's like, okay, this is a team that does its homework. Not like, oh, they do their homework and their diligence. It's like nerdy. I'm not going to lie. I know it's not the popular thing to say. I've always thought that Redskins was a very potent name in professional sports. I've never looked at Redskins as being a name that was, that's whack. I love basketball. You know that. I've covered the Washington Wizards. I've never thought that name was good. But it's all about winning. You know, I think the Capitals is a brand name. That's a brand. Capitals. It's a brand name. Nationals. It's a brand name. Redskins was an offensive name. Doesn't matter if it's offensive to you or me. It's offensive to some, and it's got to go. But I've always thought it was a strong name as far as mascots in professional sports. So whatever you go with, and this is kind of my point on this, it's not going to sound as good at first. I personally think Red Wolves has some potential. I didn't hear it and go, nah. You know, when our guy just called and said the Washington Sentinels, I yawned. You know, you can give me the reason for it. Just not feeling it. Vic, let's take one more call before we go to break. How about Juan in Warrington? Juan, what's going on? What do you think of Red Wolves?
Yeah, I love the Red Wolves, man. Lifelong Redskins fan, season ticket holder, 45. So I just love it because, I mean, for obvious reasons, you can keep, you know, the traditions of the HTTR, the R logo, the fight song, the marching band. The color scheme. I mean, burgundy is a shade of red. And then to top it off, you know, the howl, I just think that's awesome. And then the, you know, having a wolf as a predator, I mean, I just think it's great. By far, that's my choice.
Thanks, Juan. Juan just actually did my job for me. In a sense that he explained that a wolf is a predator. I don't know if you've ever been around a wolf. I was went to one of those parks in California where they can technically get out and they tell you not to get out of your car and then they like come up to the car. Man, I was nervous. I was inside the car and I'm like, man, look, what if something happened? If I caught a flat or something, like, if you saw a pack of wolves, and you didn't have a car or a machine gun, you know that they're coming for you. That's all I'm saying. The problem with kind of my only problem with the Wolves, and I know it's not the Wolf Pack, but I still, the first thing that comes to my mind is NC State. And that's kind of my point of when a team wins a title, they kind of get that. But maybe that's just me as a basketball person and growing into a basketball historian and looking at, because the Wolfpack were good in what, like 1983? That was their championship. So they don't have a hold on that. It's kind of like I was saying earlier, the Golden State Warriors, you could have run with that name 7 years ago. 7 years ago, if you wanted to change the name and you said the Washington Warriors, whether people are liked it or not, they could have taken that brand. It could have been their thing. But once Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green and company won titles, three titles, I mean, KD two, and then became that brand of those shooters, that took that off the map. So you got to find a name that isn't owned by someone. And I feel like Red Wolves, the only one I could find was Arkansas State. And to show how much they don't own it, earlier I was like, yeah, Scottie Pippen went there. He went to Central Arkansas. So there's that. I mean, I don't know. I think the Arkansas Razorbacks, which is also a brand name. But Arkansas State, I didn't know they were the Red Wolves. Looked up Red Wolves today to do this segment on this show. All right, we're still taking your calls because you seem to be lighting it up. So 1-800-636-1067. We have to take another break. But when we come back, for all of those still on hold, I would like to hear from you and what you think of the Red Wolves and also all of the backing that it's receiving from Dwayne Haskins, Fred Smoot, Jonathan Allen, Will Compton. Are you backing it as well? That's up next when we return here on 106.7 FM. At 11:15, we have Chase Hughes, who is a lifelong Redskins fan and says he's never seen them win anything. He's in his 30s. So Chase wrote an interesting article, and we have to talk about it, simply because he blew my mind. Because Washington Redskins in my childhood, and we're only, I think Chase and I are about 5 years apart, they were winning multiple Super Bowls. They had the first black quarterback. They had Mark Rippon. They were rolling. And it's somewhere in that five-year range, Chase Hughes has no recollection of this. Zero. So if you're 30 or under, are you sticking with this Washington Redskins name? Well, the Red Wolves seems like that's what it's going to be. So for those calling in, we're going to get to you in a second. Let's go over again why the Red Wolves has gained so much traction and give credit to where we saw it start. And it was J.P. Finley in the Redskins podcast. And Fred Smoot on that bad boy said, oh, Red Wolves, that's what it's got to be. And then from there, your quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, said he could rock with it. Jonathan Allen, big fella up front on defense, said that would be fire. There's a petition with 3,500 names. He's rolling. Then Will Compton, strong name. By the way, we're talking brand names. When your last name is Compton, we're listening, buddy. Big boy up front blocking, keeping people safe. I'd want to come back to Washington for one day and retire a Red Wolf. Say what? Those are ringing endorsements. Those aren't my toes are in the water, my butt's in the sand. Okay, I did a little country music reference for you people. Probably surprised you because I'm a hip-hop guy. But you get what I'm saying. It's not lukewarm. It's red hot, this Red Wolves name. Speaking of which, I'm sorry to have kept some of you on hold as long as I have. Let's try to go with my man on line three, Mark in Springfield. We'll start with you. You rolling with Red Wolves?
I don't like Red Wolves. I'll get to the reason why, but I'm going to tell you, it's so nice to have a fresh voice on the weekend for a change on the fan. I really love it.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I'm down with the DC Destroyers. I want a kick-ass name and get back to some smash-mouth football. Mascot would be a powerful, transformational football robot with burgundy colors, a DC interlocking logo, burgundy and red letters with a navy blue piping trim. Theme song would be Hail the Destroyers, Hail Victory, Hail the Destroyers. Fight for all DC, so we'll make it inclusive for everybody, not old. And I never, ever want anyone to have to come back to D.C. with their red tails or their red wolf tails between their legs. I can hear it now. Let's get away from all that.
Mark, you were animated, and I hope you're not coming from my job, man. You did a good job there. So here's the point that I hear him on the D.C. Destroyers, and the first thing I think of is my time covering minor league baseball. You had the Bridgeport Bluefish. You had all these names in independent leagues, and it just, yeesh. The DC Destroyers, it's strong. First of all, it's strong, but it just sounds like an Arena Football League team. Matter of fact, it is. I covered the Destroyers. The Columbus. Oh, wait, were they the Columbus Destroyers? I feel like that was the name of the team. And the fact of the matter is, if it wasn't, it sure sounds like it was. That would have been 2008, 2009. I'm going to have to look that up. I think it was the Columbus Destroyers. Now, my fond memory of that team, I'm going to go off on a tangent here before I take some more of your calls. Thank you for everybody that's staying on hold for a while. So when covering minor league sports, what ends up happening is you get into awkward situations. So I go into the media section to get some food after, I think it was after a game. So we interviewed the players, and you know, I got my interviews. I'm getting some grub. And the quarterback from the team comes in, and all the food is gone. And I'm like, why is the quarterback in? Oh, this is where the players eat, too. The media and the players eat together after the game. And my man was, like, looking at me like, yo, you really ate the last brownie? Yeah, I ate the last brownie. My bad. Do you want the second half of my brownie? He looked at me like, no, I don't want the second half of your brownie, but I'd like to take your head off. That's my thing with the DC Destroyers. That's the first memory that comes to my mind as a guy that's covered football for years. Let's go to line one. Joe in Baltimore has been waiting the longest. How's it going, Joe?
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, so first thing, Red Wolves slightly, or maybe not slightly, a lot better than Red Tails. But I still don't like any of these names presented. I guess one thing I would like, and I want your question, if they go Warriors and they put a spear on the helmet, why would that offend Native Americans? Here's why. Romans use spears. Cavemen use spears. I mean, it's like anyone can get offended with anything. Like Vikings were people that pillaged the earth. Cowboys killed Natives. I mean, it's like people are just looking for anything to be offended by, you know?
I hear you, but I think with the Native American situation, I mean, not to get too deep into this in the sense of you do the history in this country, and they've been marginalized on what is essentially, however you want to slice it, this is their land. Their ancestors were here happily, and they were, it's just plain old genocide. I was trying to look for another way to say it. So for me, as an African-American man, if a Native American one person tells me they're offended by anything that I say, I'm going to change what I have to say because I respect them on a different level in what they've been through. Now, when we get into the Vikings, okay, that's a different group of people that did some, but it's not the same as the Native Americans. And that's kind of my point with it, where I think and I've said this three times today, the Redskins is a great football name. Oh, if you tell me, and I saw the poll, 10% of Native, well, that's 10% too many. If 10% of Native Americans tell me I can't say or do something, I'm going to go ahead and listen to them and move on with my life. I don't need to use a name for sports if it offends anyone that has a connection to the history of how our country was founded. That's it. But I feel like Red Wolves, there's nothing there with Red Wolves. And that's kind of the point. Like last caller just said, oh, there's issues with this name, that name. There isn't with Red Wolves. And that's kind of where you see a lot of guys getting behind it. It's still strong. As my man Juan said earlier, it's still a Predator name. They're going after it. I like them. All right, we'll take another caller now before we go to our next break. My man Andrew and Bert, you've been waiting forever, man. Sorry it took so long to get to you. What do you have to say?
It's all good. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I love Red Wolves, Warriors. You know, we need something strong, new uniforms to bring in a younger fan base. You know, those uniforms, they're old and outdated, bro. And last thing I want to say is Red Tails. I can't see why people like that name other than the history is cool. But come on, man. That is the corniest name, and it sounds like you're getting spanked. You really want your team called the Red Tails? You know, but, yeah, all in on Red Wolves. I think it's strong.
Yeah. That's good to hear because I think it's what's going to happen. Red Wolves seems to be the movement. Okay, we have a couple of other people still waiting. We have to take another break. When we come back, please stay on hold because when we come back, I promise you the first thing I'm going to do is hear what you have to say on the Red Wolves because we've had some very interesting people open up to us today. You know, whether you want to go with DC Destroyers, which is completely different. I like that name, but not for a professional football team. Whether you want to bring up how people are offended, we need to have that discussion and understand why it's important to get this right. I'm Chris Miles. You listen to 106.7. We'll continue this discussion when we return. Welcome back. Thank you for hanging out with us this beautiful Saturday morning in July, in which we're getting ready for the NBA restart. We're getting ready for Major League Baseball. But before that happens, we're counting down a deadline to the Washington Redskins being named possibly the Washington Red Wolves. As promised, some of you guys have been holding for almost 20 minutes or so. David, we'll go right to you, and I'll get to my points after we talk to you. David, first and foremost, thanks for waiting so long, man. What do you have to say?
Oh, well, Red Wolves is okay, but it's not great. I mean, you know, when I hear that, I seem to think of Red Bull if you don't pronounce it quite right. Out of all the ones that I've heard and everything, I know. And I'm surprised it doesn't get a little more attention would be the Washington Renegades. I mean, you can keep the R on the helmet. You can keep the burgundy and gold. You can keep the HTTR. I mean, to me, that seems to be, you know, a no-brainer. I mean, if they end up going with the Warriors, what I would like them to see, what I'd like to see is that the uniforms are all camo. And in the home team, when we're at home, it can be the green camo. When you're on the road, it can be the tan. And then when it's snowing, you can do the white camo.
Okay.
And you just have a lot of fun, a lot of play with that.
All right. Thanks, David. Appreciate you. It's, again, one of those things where I hear a name and I go, I don't know. Now, Red Wolves, I'm not jumping off the rooftops and saying it's a great name, but it's kind of used a lot. Like, there's a U.S. women's soccer team named the Renegades. There's esports teams named Renegades. There's a rugby team. Apparently, that was named the Washington Renegades. Man, it just, there's a long list. Sports teams, let's go down them. Detroit Renegades, eSports, Bakersfield College Renegades, Boston Renegades, U.S. Women's Soccer Team, Dallas Renegades, a football team in Dallas apparently that I didn't know about. Hudson Valley Renegades, minor league baseball, you get it. Orlando Renegades was a USFL team. The Ottawa Renegades was a Canadian Football League team. Richmond Renegades, former hockey team. It's been done probably one too many times. Good call in the sense that that's a name. If it's been used that much, that means other people have thought that that was a good name at some point. Mike in Gaithersburg, what you got?
Oh, That's what I got. I'm all about the Red Wolves. And my 3-year-old son approves too.
Well,
can you imagine fourth and one playing the Cowboys, they hand the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott and he gets stuffed for a 2 to 3 yard loss in the whole stadium. That's not a big I'm all for it. I think it's gonna re-energize the fan base and everything that we've been lacking in the fan experience in the stadium lately.
Hey Mike, you know, that was a great call. That might be our best call of the day for a number of reasons. Number one, when we started this segment a little bit earlier, my man Vic played that howl, because I can't howl like that, dude. He had it down, didn't he? I mean, I tried it during a break, and I was like, not for me. I can't really do it. And I admire people that can do things that I can't do. I'm not a hater. There you go. I'm not going to lie. I'm on board with that. That right there, that's fire. And that's kind of the thing. Look, you go to, and I could tell my man Mike in Gaithersburg has been to some Redskins games. The one that stood out the most to me is, for fantasy football purposes, I went against the Colts. I want to say it was last season, and maybe it was a season before. I don't know. I've been to a lot of games. But as a fan, just, you know, relaxing and watching the game, and, man, it was so dead in there. And there was reports about, this, you know, the attendance was at this level. It was so low. There was one Colts fan who, like, opened his jacket and was dancing around and was just chilling and having a good time. And I'm like, people shouldn't be having such a good time at your stadium. Like, they shouldn't come in wearing, and not saying they should get, like, attacked or anything. But if you come in, I'll give you this story, and our station manager hates when I talk about this, but there's a point to this one. So back when RG3, his rookie year, I know you guys remember when it was bananas. You know, I'm a Giants fan, and I went to a game thinking we were going to clinch division against the Redskins. I was uncomfortable. I'm serious. I was in there like, man, I need to leave. And people, RG3. I was like, I got to get out of here, man. Let me take this shirt off real quick. That's how fans of opposing teams are supposed to leave your stadium. And I think with Red Wolves, if the team gets good, there's that vibe. John and Alexandria, you've been on hold for a while, man. What you got?
Oh, Chris, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really happy there's still a local radio station that doesn't turn it back on the listener call-in concept. Anyhow, listen, there's this picture in the newspaper this morning that an event that occurred down in D.C. 2 weeks ago. There were these, it shows these girls doing the double Dutch rope jumping. And it says the name of the event was the Chocolate Sea Experience. And it seems like for decades, people over in D.C. have taken pride in, as their sea, known as the Chocolate Sea. And they all consider using the name Washington Chocolates as the name. Take pride in the city.
Okay, John, we just got away from Redskins. You call into a station. Thank you for listening, first and foremost. Let me not attack you too hard. And you got an African-American host, and you talk about calling the D.C. Chocolates, man. What's wrong with you? We got to get you to think about that a little bit before you do it next time, man. All right, I'm going to take these quick calls because we got Julie Donaldson, host of Redskins pre and post, coming up in a few minutes. Bill, tell me you're rolling with Red Wolves, man.
I love it. And that last call must have been a joking with your son. That'd be an idiot to call it that. But the Red Wolves, I like the name. I like the aggressiveness it brings out. And I like the – there's all kinds of possibilities you could do for an insignia. I mean, I think it's a good aggressive name. Shouldn't hurt anybody's feelings except for maybe the animal rights activists. But who knows? I think it's a great name for what they had to do in a short amount of time. I think it could be a great fit.
Well, Bill, great point, and I'm going to hit you with another one because you raise another good point. Part of the petition that has almost 4,000 signatures, if it's not above it now, that Jonathan Allen pointed out, is that it's actually an endangered species that would like to be honored in that way. And it's also, I guess, a part of the Navy SEALs as well. So you have the military side of it. You have honoring an endangered species. It kind of, if you're trying to be PC, this gets you as PC as possible. Coming up at the top of the hour, Julie Donaldson, host of the Redskins pre- and post-game shows. She's going to call in and give her thoughts. I mean, she's been around this team for years. She has listened to what the players has to say. She has a pulse of the fan base. I mean, she's out there with the pregame show and the postgame show amongst the fans. So it'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about them Red Wolves. That's up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.